I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1341, New Glasses. I've worn glasses since I was a child. I don't know what life would be like without them. And no, I'm not going to get laser surgery, and I'm not even getting contacts. Nobody's touching my eyes. If you wear glasses or contacts, can you remember what it was like when you got your first pair? There are kids sitting in classrooms right now who are not learning as well as they could because they can't see the words on the board or in the books they're reading. They can't see them clearly. And here's the kicker. They don't know any difference. It's when a teacher or a parent figures out the child may need glasses and they get help and they put on their new glasses for the first time. Wow! They can see. The colors pop. Everything is sharp and clear and in focus. Their whole world has changed when they put on those glasses. And they've gone so long and not even knowing they needed them. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love those around us like we've been loved. There's so many people around you, my friends, who don't know they need the love of God, who can't see clearly how much God loves them. I mentioned before that Trevor Hudson would like to change the old song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. His point is this, that when we turn our eyes upon Jesus, the things of earth become strangely clear. They become sharp, in focus. We can see them for what they really are, and then we can make better, wiser, healthier choices. In the book Having the Mind of Christ, authors Sternke and Tebbe make this point. Our glasses don't change anything about the world. They simply allow us to see the world more clearly. Corrective lenses give us visual access to the stuff that's right in front of us, so we can move through the world without stumbling over ourselves or missing important things. The truth is, we're all wearing paradigm glasses of one kind or another. We all see the world not as it is, but from our own perspective. And we are finite, embodied beings with specific histories, relationships, knowledge, and social locations. None of us sees the world objectively because, by definition, we see the world from one place: social, historical, geographical, and so on. Nobody sees anything from everywhere. We're not omnipresent, after all. Everyone sees only from somewhere. We see whatever we see from wherever we are. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. Here's the great question. What helps you see the world more clearly? Maybe for you it's the Bible, church, music, a friend's perspective, traveling to another culture. What best helps you see the world as it is, not just as you see it as it is? Let's pray. Father, give us spiritual eyes to see the world as you do, the capacity to love in the way that you want us to. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open our eyes to the beauty of your creation, to the intricacies of your plan, to the needs of those around us. Help us to see beyond the surface and to look with compassion and understanding, to have your eyes as we look at other people. Help us to discern and recognize your hand at work in the world, even in the midst of chaos and uncertainty. God, fill our hearts with love that knows no bounds. Teach us to love as you've loved us, to forgive as you've forgiven us, to extend grace as you've given grace to us. Help us to love our neighbors, even our enemies, those who are different from us, who see the world different than we do. God, we're imperfect. We need your strength and guidance. Help us to be vessels of your love and instruments of your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1342. And in the meantime, sometimes people will say, without my glasses, I'm blind as a bat. Because things are fuzzy, they're unclear, even dangerous to move about. Well, the same can be true without the ability to see the world and others and even ourselves through the lens of God's glasses, how he sees all that. Oh God, give us new glasses.